Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following news report. Thanks to a collaboration between local businesses and the state government, Harpertown will soon have a new ice skating rink. Inspired by the success of a project at nearby Jamesburg, the Harpertown Chamber of Commerce has decided to partly fund the construction. It is hoped that this will foster interest in skating and help Harpertown produce a world champion skater in the future. To that end, officials have hired 3-time world champion figure skater Melinda Day as the head coach. She's in town now helping with publicity for the rink. The project already has a website where you can learn about the construction schedule and sign up for lessons with Ms. Day. Number 1. What is the news report mainly about? Number 2. Who is Melinda Day? Number 3. According to the news report, how can people learn more? Questions 1 and 2 refer to the following news report.
In the news today, Durant Corporation has announced that it is opening a new factory here in Washington. Construction begins in May and is expected to be completed by February next year. Liebowitz Group, the company entrusted with the construction of the plant, has announced that it is now hiring builders and engineers to assist with the project.
Number 1. What is the topic of the news report? Number 2. What kind of company is Liebowitz Group most likely? Questions 3 and 4 refer to the following news report.
Margaret Singh, the popular author of children's books such as George and the Mountain and Ted the Tiger, has announced that she will go on a book signing tour to launch her latest novel. The tour will start in her hometown of Albuquerque. She won't be in San Francisco until late October. We'll be sure to let you know when the dates are confirmed.
Number 3. What is Ms. Singh famous for? Number 4. What does the speaker say about Albuquerque? Questions 5 and 6 refer to the following news report.
That wraps up the weather forecast today, and now we'll move on to our business news. Textile giant Woolmax has announced its merger with PG Excellent Fabrics, the third largest manufacturer in the textile industry. The deal, of which no price has been mentioned, is expected to surpass $3.5 billion, according to analysts. Woolmax CEO Rick Cuomo, known for swift action, said the new enterprise will aim at $10 billion in annual sales next year by boosting its production capacity.
Number 5. What is the news report mainly about? Number 6. What is mentioned about Rick Cuomo?